This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Now we get an opportunity to talk to our favorite guy, and he is a Super Bowl champ himself, Hall of Famer, Steve Young. Steve, Michael, Don, and Peter, how you doing today?
Great, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Who do you like in the game Sunday?
Great. I like the Rams. I like the Rams have gotten better over the last 3 weeks significantly. The team that got beat, that lost the 49ers in the last game of the year. You got to remember, Matthew Stafford knew. OBJ shows up middle. So does Von Miller. The whole team has to figure it out. Like Tampa Bay a year ago with Tom, around Thanksgiving, you would have said, I don't know about the Bucs. This is a year ago when they won the Super Bowl. And then the last month or two, all that veteranship, all that stuff started to come together, and then they went on and won the championship. I think very similar to the Rams. The question marks for the Rams at this moment is just a wild throw every once in a while, Matthew Stafford, if he can eliminate that. And then just, you think Cooper Kupp's going to fumble the game away like he did in Tampa Bay? No. You think he's going to Cam Akers going to fumble the ball away? No. The Rams are the best team in football right now. They've got to go prove it on Sunday.
What's going through these quarterbacks' minds right now? Just they think they got it all figured out, right, Steve? And then they walk into that building and they've never played in a game at this level before. What's going to hit them that they're not expecting it happen?
I think the immediacy of it shocks you how quickly you can be a world champion and how quickly you can go away and how much it is just like, right, it's just at your fingertips. And I think the enormity of it doesn't really – you think about it all week, even the week ahead. You're getting tickets for everybody. You're excited. It's great. And the real question I have about the Bengals is, are they the 92 Cowboys, right, that were young, have been put together, not sure that they were ready for prime time, then all of a sudden go all the way to the championship game and go Super Bowl and win it? And, there are some similarities. I think Joe Burrow could be as good as Troy Aikman. I think that Jamar Chase probably as good as Michael Irvin. Mixon's probably not Emmitt Smith. Another problem with the Bengals is their offensive line compared to that early young Cowboy offensive line. It was the same youth, but, top 10 at the time and maybe top 5 the next year. That's not the case with the Bengals. And the defense for the Bengals is not nearly what the Cowboys were in 92. So, it really is just the Bengals are coming. You know that. And they're going to be around for a while with Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase. You know that. It's just how fast. And, boy, it seems super fast right now.
How are they going to protect him, though? I mean, because – Los Angeles has a great rush.
But Michael, remember, he's a 70% thrower. That's not as big a deal today as it was maybe 15, 20 years ago, but 70% thrower with that offensive line. So he's figured out how to get the ball out and be productive. But that's the thing that makes the Bengals, in the game, you throughout the season, you've seen some, just some really crappy games that they threw out at you. And you're like, what's wrong? It's because they got overwhelmed offensive line-wise. And so if that happens, you can see the Bengals getting mauled here on Sunday. I doubt it just because I think that Joe's getting better despite the lack of protection. So Joe probably can figure out some of the things he needs to get done. But that's the thing that I don't think the Bengals have the defense to slow the Rams down significantly. So you got to score 5 touchdowns to win this game. How are you going to do that without offensive line? That'll be quite a feat if Joe can pull it off.
I was going to ask you, Steve, how rare is this sort of level of ice water in the veins at this stage of a career that Joe Burrow seems to have?
Some people have that. Patrick Mahomes, the more intense the moment, the more peace that happens to people. I've known guys that just naturally, that's just how they're built. And their heart rate goes down as the adrenaline goes up. Usually adrenaline goes up, heart rate goes up, right? Most human beings. And I think in that way, people rally around Joe because of it. There's a confidence that, no matter what happens. And what's great about it is you build a reputation, even if you do kind of choke away a game or two, people are like, oh, yeah, but that's not who he is. Mm-hmm. So it kind of builds some resiliency there as well. And the team can, because more than anything in football, you need someone to rally around or something to rally around. And if you feel like you got a quarterback that's going to be there for a while and can be trusted, it means a lot to defense, to special teams, to, everybody in the building. I heard on one of the telecasts recently, I don't know, it was Tony Romo or someone that said in the production meeting that they talked to some assistant coaches. And the assistant coach said, I took this job because Joe Burrow's here. that's a heck of a statement, right? It's like every once in a while a guy comes along that you think is that trans, you know, kind of, big, you know, an era, you know, for a whole generation of, you know, supremacy. I'm going to come over and join the Bengals, and that's what he did.
The thing I can't get around, Steve, is as great as Burrow was in their offense, Kansas City really contributed. What the heck happened to them in the second half? Were there defensive adjustments, or did he take that final play of the second quarter with him into the second half?
Hubris. Complete hubris, and especially with they were up, and the Bengals were ready to get mauled. You could feel it. They're going down in the first half, and you're there, and you're basically toying around like with a cat with yarn. Like, who are you to do that in championship football? And that you throw that ball out there to Tyreek Hill and gets tackled and you get nothing. You deserve, you know, you kind of deserve the punch in the mouth you got at halftime. And what all they did was give the Bengals set. They went at halftime like, hey, we're within range. Like, don't worry about it. Where that touchdown or field goal there put a tough spot. So this hubris that got them there. And then what the Bengals did is what a lot of teams did earlier in the year that threw a wrench into the Chiefs, and they'll continue to see it. There's a lot of zone. And basically saying, look, we're not going to have you run all over the field. You're going to have to put 15 play drives together. We're not going to stop you. You know, we'll just slow you down. And if you're not careful, your hubris in you, the kind of the Superman part of you, will try to do too much, and you'll play into our hands. But if you slow it down and show the patience, which I give credit to the Chiefs and to Patrick in the last month and a half of the season, they did get that element of their game put together, the patience. Just put some long drives together. We can answer this zone thing that we're getting. And they did. That's why I thought they were the most dangerous Chiefs team, you know, the last few years was this year because of their maturity. But then they showed the like anything, that new quality that you gained got tested, and you have it, but you just, I think it was just the hubris part of it. Just like, you know, don't worry about us. Just go throw the ball around. We'll be fine. And pretty soon Patrick Mahomes is spending the last four or five drives running around like Fran Tarkington, backwards, trying to make some big hero play while they're just playing zone. They're just standing there like, okay, yeah, run around, do all your things, got nowhere to go. And then they end up getting beat. It's too bad.
Talking with Steve Young here on the Michael K Show. Now, we didn't get a chance to talk to you last week, so I'm going to ask you about a two-pronged question with Brady. Are you surprised he walked away? And I truly believe, Steve, that I could see this guy doing what Michael Jordan did and coming back after a year off. Your thoughts?
No. I think that he is very buttoned up. That's part of his success. He's got a 2 or 3 year plan from the moment he announces retirement out for announcements and things to do and where he's going to announce, you know, clothing lines, and it's all planned. And that's just Tom. And I give him so much credit for having the wherewithal to you know, play that way, to prepare that way. And now his post football life is planned. And I wish I was more like that. It's a heck of a thing that he does. So no, he's not coming back.
But he can still play.
You know, he can still play. You can, in this league today, as Tom proved, and as maybe Aaron Rodgers or who others, if your arm can still move, and it can't hit you, the middle of the field is unpatrolled, the flats are open, it is the season of, you know, wisdom football. Guys that have the long-term play in the NFL, the veteran kind of wisdom, if you can still throw the football and you have the wisdom, you can play for a long time because you're ahead of the game. It's a very college-like game today, very less sophisticated than it was 10 years ago. You guys hear me talk about that all the time. So it plays into the hands of veteran quarterbacks who can still throw the football. So if your arm still moves forward, you can play in the NFL today.
We haven't talked to you. Did you like the hires the Giants made at GM and head coach?
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, you know, you got to start taking from these progressive-minded organizations, the 49ers, the Rams. You think what's happening in Kansas City, of course, Buffalo. I mean, it makes sense to me that you've got to find a young, dynamic mind. I think that teams that keep picking from the defensive side of it, they can prove me wrong, and they have. But to me, it's an offensive-minded game. You know, having the innovative Sean McVay's, Kyle Shanahan's, you know, Andy Reid, that's been proven to be the way to championship football. And so, you know, I'm in favor of any kind of hire from those teams. What I don't like is the retreads of people that have been kind of roaming around the league. And I think that it is a young man's college-like football NFL today. And so it makes sense to me to kind of dig out from one of the successful teams.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I'm interested in your take on this. Obviously, Brian Flores suing the NFL and the Giants. And why do you think with the Rooney Rule, when the Rooney Rule was enacted, Steve, there were three black head coaches. And now there's one, and a biracial candidate was just hired by the Miami Dolphins. Why is this happening in the NFL? Your thoughts?
Well, you've got the Rooney Rule is a good thing. The spirit of it is to expose minority candidates to the owners and general managers around the league to force interaction. So let's say, like the Giants, they have a guy in mind, but yet they still have to live up to the Rooney Rule. Well, when you look at it like, oh, we still got to go through the motion, we have to go through the – that's not the spirit of the Rooney Rule. The Rooney Rule is to give people an opportunity to come and be exposed to you and ownership and everybody else in the process so that you can see this the qualifications. And so it might not be with this team, but the more they have the opportunity to get the exposure, the more you have the opportunity to get hired. And so I think more than anything, if the Rooney Rule is going to, the spirit of it's going to be true, then it has to be, people have to actually honor the idea of, we want to, invest the time and interview 4 or 5 minority candidates, not just one. We just want to sneak under the Rooney Rule. So the idea is let's get 4 or 5 of our minority candidates out there, and let's make sure we spend the 2 or 3 days to because that's the spirit of what the Rooney Rule is about. And rather than trying to skinny through, underneath the Rooney Rule, that's just not, I don't think that's the spirit of it at all.
Does it shock you that this far removed from when you were playing in the league, there would be this little improvement on this?
Yeah, I think it has. I think everybody's bothered by it. Probably should be. I think 70% of our fellow athletes in the NFL are Black, African American, and I feel like we need that representation at the highest levels. We need general managers, we need owners. I mean, we gotta press, we gotta move, and the Rooney Rule is intended to create some opportunity. And the fact that we haven't done that is, maybe we have to rethink the Rooney Rule to how we can encourage that to happen more often.
Are you surprised there's allegations that GMs paid coaches to lose games?
Do not get me started. That's when you get banned from the league. If that's true, you got to leave. You have to leave the stage. That's not how we roll. The NFL is built off of competitive integrity, and anything that goes against that, they've been vigilant on anything. That's why the gambling thing is bothersome. Like, where does that end up? The NFL's got to deal with that. I don't want to open up a Pandora's box on that conversation right now. But as far as somebody paying players to dump games or coaches to dump games, I don't care what you're thinking about. You have got to leave the stage. There's no way that can be. You cannot abide that kind of thing. It's just, the NFL's too. It's too, in a way that. The competitive nature of it is so clean in that way. I feel like I always, when I play, I never sense there was nothing but just the truth out on the field. Nothing but just every inch of everybody poured out. People get paid all kind of different amounts of money. Everyone can come from different places. But on the field, it was, I never felt other than every inch of that kind of competitive spirit and truth and integrity on the field. I mean, as far as the competitive nature, if you're telling me that somebody is kind of trying to kind of whittle away at that, no way. You got to go.
Steve, hopefully we can talk to you next Monday after the game, break it down for the people. We appreciate your time as always.
Hey, you guys are the best. Hey, go Commodores.
Thank you, Steve.
Oh,
thank
no,
you.
Not the Commanders.
Commanders.
Oh, just shorten it, Steve.
I
the commies.
Commodores for a minute.
Just say the commies.
Okay. How about
I love my commies.
Just go with the football team. You had it. You already had it.
I know.
They did. Screw it up. It was fine.
That was
fine.
It.
Fine. Leave it alone. Hey, Peter, stop. Just tell him to put it back.
I know.
Okay, we tried it for a week. Let's put it back.
Yeah.
We're a football team. That was a classic, cool thing that was, I think, had gathered some momentum. You
I
can
agree.
Do this, Peter. Call him up.
I want to tell you one quick thing, though, Steve. This is what you're dealing with, Peter, okay? So because the organization knows that, you know, he's on a New York top-rated show in the afternoon, they send him a Washington commie jacket, and he accepts it and is wearing it on the air. So he has no conviction. He's no conviction. He's wearing a Washington commie jacket.
It's not a commie jacket. And what do you want me to do? They made up their mind.
If it's free, it's for me. Well, yeah. I've already had to give me three. I know you're up, Peter. I know you're up.
Now, you know, that's no,
come
say.
On. Have some integrity. Football team, take it back. They can take it. Look at the rest. It's Daniel Snyder. Just tell me, oh, sorry, I screwed that up. Football team, go back.
I don't hate that idea. I wish they could do that. I'll see. You know what, Steve? I'm going to reach out to Jason Wright, see if they can just reverse course.
Yeah, look, I don't care what the marketing NFL marketers say. Oh, we got to have a name. No. You're going to be honest. The Washington football team took all, like, it was good. It was everyone was fine. There's nothing to market, but it's fine. It's like the brown helmet. Just forget it. I don't know why people have to screw with something that's already working.
Yeah, but you're absolutely right, Steve, because Daniel Snyder has really shown a propensity to admit that he's wrong.
And so many opportunities to do it.
Yeah, a lot of opportunities. Oh, we'll talk to you next Monday.
Thanks, Steve.
Take it easy.
Right. We have them locked down for Monday?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. If they were the Commodores, I guess Lionel Richie would be their quarterback, right?
Ah!
I'll come back. We have to get our contestant for Superbox Bonanza
have
as
to.
Well. Have to, right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.